I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Pete and Mike across the way, other side at the controls, Bogish with your updates. Third and final hour of our program as we get it going. The three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one,
Major League Baseball free agency problem.
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, you've got four big free agents that are still out there, four name players, guys you know that have starred, that have been impact players. Dallas Keuchel, Craig Kimbrell, Manny Machado, and obviously Bryce Harper as well. And they're all looking for homes and for jobs in 2019. Now, Rob Manfred is basically saying that, you know, the marketplace, Taz, and free agency has resorted back to the mean, right? There's been a market correction, that there are contracts out there for these guys to sign, but they want more money and they don't want to sign the contracts that are being offered because they value themselves more. And the market is dictating, saying, no, I mean, this is what we're placing the valuation on you as a player. I don't care what you thought you were going to get. You're not going to get more than Giancarlo Stanton if you're Manny Machado and Bryce Harper in the 13-year contract that he signed with the Miami Marlins. You're going to get less than that. Now, the Players Association and Tony Clark basically said, no, that's nonsense. This is a case of some owners in Major League Baseball being a little cheap. There is money to spend, and some owners choose not to spend it. So, where do you fall? Do you fall where the players, where this is nonsense from the owner's perspective, or do you fall with the owners and say, no, listen, I don't want to hand out any more 10-year contracts. Yes, we need the players in our game, but we're not also now going to continue to spend like fools because we know those long-term contracts come back to haunt you.
Yeah, no, with Tony Clark, you know, I kind of, you know, I agree with his stance. I mean, it comes down to fans, too. We talked a lot about this earlier, you know, about what how fans feel when this goes down, if they feel like an owner or owners for a said club is not investing in that team. You know, how the fans, how that makes you feel as a fan of that team. And you and I, Moose, talked a lot about this, so, you know, anybody who wants to hear the full conversation, we had a long convo, check out the podcast at radio.com on the app or the website or at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It's free every day, Taz and Moose, so 3 hours every day, but I digress. So I do feel that it's a case of maybe the owners are just being a little bit like, let's get together here, let's talk about this, let's not create a deal where it's a funnel of us spending at a clip $300-400 million with 10-year deals guaranteed money for all these players. Because once one or two more guys get it, Machado gets it, Harper gets it, whatever, you know, next thing you know, it's going to just snowball, you know, snowball, and we're going to be paying guys just crazy amounts of money. And you know, it's going to get to a point where the owners are going to be like, this is just insane. I can't do this. And that's, I think, where it's almost at now, where the owners are getting together behind closed doors, and they are working as a unit saying, let's tighten it up a little bit here if we have to. Let's tighten it up a little. We want to get the great players. They do, and they want to try to win. But I do think, and listen to you earlier, Moose, in the first segment, I think we did this here, you made some great points, you know, about how the ownerships – maybe some of them are those a little complacent.
Well, right.
If I can use that word.
Right. Exactly right. Where it's the, you know, the haves and the have-nots, where you have teams that are smaller market teams that can't spend with the likes of the Cubs or the Yankees or the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Boston Red Sox. And they look at it more like it, not that people aren't competitive. We're all competitive, right? And if you're a Major League Baseball owner or an ownership group, Taz, you've been successful in life. I mean, you're not buying that team for a dollar.
I mean, you've won.
You've been, you know, whatever business venture you had before becoming an owner, you know, you were very profitable. You made a lot of money, and you ran a very successful entity or business enterprise. So, maybe it came from, I know there's generational wealth. I get that. But you know what the point I'm making. Now, there are some that look at it as a business model and say, I, if I spend an extra $30 million, but it does not get me to the playoffs and maybe gets me five, six, seven more victories or, you know, three more wins, and I go from, you know, a 71-win club to a 78-win club. Am I all of a sudden going to see a drastic uptick in attendance if I go from 78 wins to 82 wins, but I'm still six, seven games out of being, is that all of a sudden going to amount to that big of a difference? If I spend that money, now I go from operating from a profit to operating, you know, not in a profit, right? Does that really make sense for me? And a lot of owners look at it and say, no, it doesn't. So I'm going to operate and be smart. I'm going to spend where I can spend, but I'm also not going to overspend based on where my market is, the people that show up and watch my product. And that's just basically the way it's going to be. It's the haves and the have-nots.
And the other side, if you're looking at it, just to be on the fence for a second, from the owner's perspective, you know, they're cutting deals that are, you know, 10-year deals for up north of $300 million guaranteed coin, okay, where the owner, you know, you and I own a team, and we're paying Manny Machado, you know, that kind of money, and, you know, we own whatever, the Padres, okay, we're guaranteeing that money, Moose, but there's no guarantee that he's going to stay healthy for us.
No.
There's no guarantee that he's going to hit 300 every year for us.
Nope.
There's no guarantee that whatever, in his case, that hustle comment's not going to raise its ugly head where he's not hustling.
Yep.
There's no guarantee that he's, you know, whatever, that he's going to, you know, S the bed, as the expression goes.
Right.
So you and I, as owners, we got no guarantee, but we gotta pony up 300 mil for homeboy over here for you know what I mean? For 10 years.
Right. I have to pay Bryce Harper, who's looking to make $33, $35 million a year, but I don't know if I'm getting that kind of production for every single one of those 10 years. What about if he has a down year?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm not getting any kind of refund. There's no...
That's right.
It's not a case of, yeah, I'll make $35 million if I have 40 home runs and 110 RBIs, but if I come in at 20 and 80, all of a sudden I'm going to only make $16 million. No, contracts don't work that way. Once you put your name to the deal and you give them, and it's all guaranteed in Major League Baseball, you're being paid for what you are expected to be and, for the most part, what you were, what you're not going to be. And so... That's where the rub is. Where do you put the valuation on the player? Now there's other factors, marketability, selling jerseys, young stars. And these two guys are kind of, you know, outliers, Taz, because oftentimes you don't see players hit free agency at their age because they came into the sport so young.
Guys
usually don't come into Major League Baseball at 18 years of age. They might be 20 or 21 years of age. They're hitting free agency at 28, 29, 30, unrestricted free agency. So it's a little bit different. These guys are in their mid-20s hitting free agency. So that's where, you know, the marketplace and Tony Clark are saying, well, if you're not going to – I can understand not giving out a 10-year contract to a guy that's 31 years of age.
Yeah, of
and
course.
He's not going to say – but if you're looking at a guy that's 25 and you're not willing to give a 10-year contract, then what are we doing here in Major League Baseball?
Right, yeah, because you feel like you want ownership to invest in this young man.
Right, well, because I'm getting prime
ahead of him.
Years.
Right, you're getting prime.
Usually when you look at the baseball arc, usually they define your prime years as anywhere from like 25 to 31 years
makes
of
sense.
Age.
Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, that's where they think you're going to be. So you're looking at 6 or 7 years of prime years of that contract. So how do you not give out a 10-year deal on that kind of contract? But right now, I mean, that deal does not seem to be out there. It looked like Bryce Harper was ready to sign with the Philadelphia Phillies or was rounding third, as we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, easy expression.
But that deal did not happen. So it's interesting, but as the pitchers and catchers and some players get ready for the start of spring training games in Florida and Arizona, there's four key players, four big-time free agents that are still out there, along with a number of key veterans. And as it rang last offseason, Taz, the same thing rings this offseason.
Yep.
It's the same scenario that we saw last year, where the marketplace has a hard time of kind of softening up and guys getting the deals that they're looking for.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's the business of baseball. You know, we had David Sampson on earlier, CBS Sports HQ, Major League Baseball analyst, and he got into that a lot too. The business of baseball. He's great at breaking down those analytics, as you know, and he delved into that a lot too. That too, check out on the podcast if you check out the guest version.
Yes,
we have a guest version.
Yes,
of the
correct.
Podcast.
So there you go. Number one
levels.
Number one big story is MLB free agency. All right, what's number two?
Number two.
Yes, Kyler Murray undecided about doing drills at Combine.
Yeah, as we discussed last hour a little bit, Taz. If you're Kyler Murray, you can wait. Some guys have decided to wait for their pro day. That's fine, but those guys were all in on football.
Right.
There's still this, you knew they were football players. They weren't going to all of a sudden go do something else. If you're Kyler Murray and you're indeed all in on being an NFL quarterback, in his example, in his case, Taz, you got to throw at Indianapolis.
I completely agree. You do. You do have to throw. You got to remove any doubt from any coach, scout, ownership, management, whatever you want to say. You got to, from your fellow player, any doubt, you got to show people, because that whole negative narrative spin on you is your height, what is your hand size, what is your arm length, all things you can't help, things you were born with, you can't help. But what you can show is exemplify how great of a passer you are, how great of a spin you get when you sling the ball, you know, how quick your release is when you throw the ball. And I think at the combine, you could exemplify all those things. Because these evaluators, they see things that most folks don't see when a guy throws a football.
Yeah.
Show them up close. I understand Pro Day Jones. I know the whole deal. But you do it amongst everyone. Be competitive. Do it outside of your comfort zone. Don't do it in Norman, Oklahoma at the OU indoor facility. Do it in Indy where the Colts play, where every other prospect is, where every coach is, every scout is, every network is. It's going to be on ABC, by the way. Where the combine is, right? Do it there, Moose. Okay?
No, I agree. And, you know, some might bring up the example last year where you look at Lamar Jackson coming out of Louisville, right? And he did not want to run or do specific drills out in Indianapolis for the scouting combine. Now, different story, as we all know, Taz, because a lot of people looked at Lamar Jackson, not all, but there were some teams and say, I don't like him as a quarterback. But you know what? He could transition to wide receiver, or he could do some other things for my team. Maybe I'll look him. And he only wanted to be viewed
as a QB,
as a quarterback.
Right.
So he took himself out of certain drills where other teams were going to start to look at him at other positions, because he only wanted to be graded out as a quarterback, because he was all in to be an NFL quarterback. So we've seen guys do it, but they've done it with an intent to basically prove that they want to play one position, right? You look at Kyler Murray, his intent is to be a quarterback, and if he's indeed in on being a quarterback, then go out there and throw. Throw for everyone in India.
Yeah, I mean,
drills.
I don't think it should be. I think it should be like that across the board, man. Just be honest. I know it's not the topic, but I don't think you should have that option of pro day. You know, I think you go to the combine, you're going to get measured every part of your body, your height, your foot size, your hand size, all that jazz. Let's measure your strength. Let's measure your vertical. We do all this stuff. Let's measure all your intangibles, your speed, your lateral speed, your forward speed, your backward speed. We're going to do all this stuff. We're going to see you do football drills. It should all be mandatory.
Right.
All of it.
And you know what? I don't think you're wrong, because I think you take away an opportunity from somebody else. Because not every guy
Good
gets...
Point.
Not every person gets invited to Indianapolis in the scouting combine, right? So not every draft eligible So you get invited by the National Football League, right? It's the cream of the crop, what they perceive to be the cream of the crop going into it. And Taz, but we've seen guys go there and say, I'm not going to do any of that. I want to go interview with teams and talk to teams. Well, but then you're taking an opportunity away from somebody else that might have an opportunity to show their talents for NFL teams.
And what about the guy who's a really good football player, is invited to the combine, that doesn't go to a big Power Five or a big school?
What about
the guy who's a really good football player that don't have an opportunity to do a pro day, that maybe plays at Lehigh or maybe plays at Stony Brook, plays at one of these small schools and can't do a pro day? There's no such thing as pro day at those schools. You know what I mean? So he has to compete amongst everybody.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't Kyler Murray? Why shouldn't all these other guys? Why shouldn't Lamar? Why shouldn't all these guys? It's just it's we're pampering them a little bit here, you know. So it's that's a whole again another topic.
No, I get it. But you're right. I mean, it should. But for Murray here,
he should throw.
Yes,
he should throw.
Put the talents on display.
Number three.
2019 NFL franchise tag window begins.
Yeah, so we're starting to get to the the scouting combine, 7-8 days away out in Indianapolis, right? And then we're going to get to these franchise tags that teams can place on players that are free agents that they want to make sure that they retain their rights as they either play under the franchise tag or they are able to sign a long-term contract with.
Yeah, well...
So that window is now open.
Yeah.
So let all the speculation begin.
So now what, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at the key guys. I mean, you look at a DeMarcus Lawrence with the Dallas Cowboys, who they clearly want to sign to a long-term contract in Big D, and we know how good of a player he is at getting to the quarterback. We interviewed him, remember, during the course of the regular season.
Great. It was good talking.
Those are the guys that you're looking at. It'll be interesting to see. There's been some speculation in Pittsburgh about Le'Veon Bell, that maybe not the franchise tag, but maybe they put a transition tag on Le'Veon Bell, I mean, to get some sort of compensation back. I don't know if Pittsburgh's going to do that. Who knows? But
Sue also, right? Dominic Sue.
Right, and Dominic and Sue, although that would be a huge tender, a franchise tag, if you're the Los Angeles Rams to put on Dominic and Sue.
Wow.
And that's the conversation we had yesterday with Jason LaCanfora, wrapping up the convo there, Taz, is that for the Rams, you know, they were all in on this year because Fowler's going to go via free agency.
Yep.
Probably Dominic and Sue, who took the one-year gamble on the Rams. You look at Marcus Peters, who's an upcoming free agent as well, coming off a bad year. I mean, they were all in on this season trying to win this year, and unfortunately they fell, 10 points short in the Super Bowl, 13-3.
Outplayed, outcoached, just beat. Flat out beat.
Go Pats!
Unbelievable.
Coming up straight ahead, interesting story surrounding Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants, and the Patriots. We'll get into that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. We'll get into the Giants, Odell, and the Patriots. Interesting story that came out yesterday.
Oh, yes.
We'll touch upon that next. Bogus is in the house. Final time on our program. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, hey. How you doing, pal?
Sure, Geico appreciates that because this report is sponsored.
No, this is for you.
By Geico.
Don't do your typical spin job, okay? Your typical crass, lowbrow spin job, Andrew. Please, continue. I love Geico. You know that. So does Moose.
Great news, then. Okay. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Let us return to Antonio Brown. His elliptical and Instagram Live last night. Brown really wants somebody to trade with the Steelers for him. He thinks it'd be a really smart move.
Just know I'm still hungry. Just know... my actions will speak louder than my words.
Shut up!
Just know, I'm one of the greatest to ever do it.
Get over
just
it.
Just know.
Quit crying.
Just know.
Oh, God.
Trust me.
Nope. Stop.
Now,
what's annoying, dude?
Near the end of this nine...
Everyone that ever did that. just trust me. Actions speak louder than... the words.
How long was he on his elliptical?
Roughly 9 minutes was the video, at least.
He was gassed for 9 minutes?
Trust me.
The video started. He was already into the workout, maybe hours in. I don't know. But the video,
maybe he just poured water on himself.
The video's only 9 minutes. And in the back third of it, he took his shirt
back
off.
Third of it?
Yeah, in like the last 3 minutes or so, he took his shirt off.
This is for the ladies.
And
look at my abs.
Five
kids.
Not his abs.
Look at his body with five
Not
kids.
His abs. A little higher. His pecs. Really proud of those pecs.
Call me Mr. Big Chest. Big Chest for now on.
Oh, my God.
Big Chest Brown for now on.
Shut up.
Don't even call me AB.
Big Chest Brown.
Just call me Big Chest. Yeah, Mr. Big Chest.
Dude, he's crazy.
Yeah, you can still call me AB, by the way.
It's almost like a guy that's been in solitary for like 5 years.
Just know.
He's like, he hasn't seen the light of day. He's like, lost his mind. Like, who speaks about themselves this way? Oh. Plus, it almost sounds like one of these, as we're, you know, I know we don't talk politics, but it's almost like where it's like one of these politicians is announcing that, like, they're running for president. Yeah. There's nobody there. Because it's like, let's call me Mr. Big Chest. And there's, like, no reaction whatsoever.
Big Chest Brown from now on.
Dude, now it makes sense. I'm not kidding. I saw something earlier was Mr. Big Chest was trending. I had no idea what it was.
Call now me Mr. Big Chest Brown.
I need to see a picture of this guy's chest, his pecs. So how do I find
now?
Pro Football Talk has a link to a YouTube.
It's right there. It's up on.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Oh,
but I don't know. The shirt is still on at this point.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's got the hair going. Yeah. Dude, he's not sweating. He just put water on his face.
Don't even call me AB.
No, you're not AB. The real AB's here. We love him.
No, that's not true.
That's not. You're right.
No.
So yeah, look at it. I want to see the big chest.
Don't think they're gonna show that off.
Yeah, but anyway.
Call me Big Chest.
He honestly has lost his mind.
No, he really, there's something wrong with him.
There's just, God bless.
Yeah, he's...
thoughts and prayers.
If you're another team, I mean, you know how great he is. But still, I mean, I gotta Google Antonio Big Chest Jones.
I'll tweet out the video. If you go to about the 6:20 mark, you see him remove his shirt.
Right. Oh, there you go.
I'm one of the greatest to ever do it.
One of his kids walk up to him, hey, Daddy. He goes, call me Big Chest Brown.
Big Chest Daddy Brown.
I'm Big Chest Daddy Brown. Excuse me?
Yeah. Pardon? Pardon?
Excuse me?
Hello?
What was that?
Yeah, Mr. Big Chest.
Call me Big Chest Daddy Brown.
Wait, how many minutes into this thing? I'm
6:20.
I'm sure. I need the research team to help me out.
I was watching Instagram yesterday. And,
I
saw that, you know, you need money for the kids. How can I help out?
Yo, Big Chest Brown!
My actions will speak louder than my words. Right.
Probably not.
No, your words are just, they speak volumes, my friend. Especially with that echo chamber.
Right, and Roethlisberger was the problem.
Yeah.
Just no.
So,
dude, I can't find it. Someone help me.
Right, now I know why Le'Veon Bell stayed in Miami all year. He's like, I don't need the $14.5 million. This is a headache. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to stay down in Miami, run on the beach.
Dude,
I don't need the money. Get me the hell out of here.
This guy's a handful.
I mean, like a nut house.
Yeah, so the video, how many minutes into the back third, back nine?
Yeah, about 6 minutes. 5:40, yes. I think Mikey B said.
5:40, yeah.
6 minutes, 18 seconds, and at the 19, the transition.
I need help.
I know. We're going to get to it. Let Bogus. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, he's taking his shirt off right now. All right, so I'll show you, Musa, a second. The camera's all over the place. Right. This makes me great. Oh, God, Big Chest. Dude, are you kidding me? He's built like a 17-year-old kid. Get the hell out of here. Look at him.
Big Chest for now.
Stop. You're buck 80, soaking wet with a brick in your pocket.
I don't think he was going to look like Adonis.
Talking. I'm Big Chest Brown.
Well, he's
act like he's the Rock.
I agree with you. I don't think he's rationally speaking.
What is he, Dave Bautista now? Like, what are we doing here?
Right, we're breaking that. We're analyzing him, calling him out for an untruth. A guy that's
like Franco Colombo.
That's videotaping his workout as he pumps himself up and talks glowingly about it. I'm the best ever. Best that's ever done it. Actions speak louder than words. Yeah. Nobody's done it better.
Dude, it's like, please.
Don't listen to all the nonsense I'm spewing. No, look at the video.
Yeah, this
guarantee me money.
Yeah, you want to see
Big Chest from now on?
That's Franco Colombo.
Yeah,
that's a big chest.
I understand. Yes,
Franco Colombo,
not a world class bodybuilder. I agree with you.
But he does have me and Moose beat.
Yeah. All right, take it away.
That's Franco Colombo.
The Athletic.
Yes. Look, see.
He's ripped.
You're going to show me what Franco Colombo is. The Athletic is reporting that the AAF was in danger of missing payroll last Friday.
Shocking.
Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon came to the rescue with $250 million. Dundon will now be announced as the league's new chairman in the coming days. College football, former Virginia Tech.
That's not a good sign.
Hold on, the guy just walked in with 250 mils?
He, I guess, believes in the alliance.
Week two. Jeez, not making payroll?
Wait, a week?
I mean, is anybody surprised by that? You could bet up until last week on there not being a championship game.
Last week, it was like 3 million people. What was the number this week? I didn't see the ratings.
I didn't see the ratings. But, I mean, the ratings initially went down to, like, relatively decent numbers. That CBS number, it was 3 mil, was a lot, which you're never going to get back again
until the intrigue number.
Yeah. It is a little concerning the second week that someone's helping them bail out to make payroll.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Where was that guy doing ECW years? What the hell? That's a little story.
So. College football, former Virginia Tech QB.
Josh Jackson.
Is transferring to Maryland. He can play this fall for the Terps and has 2 years of eligibility left. The basketball Hokies took a 64-58 home loss from third-ranked Virginia. Number 22, Wisconsin beat Illinois 64-58. And number 23, K-State got a 65-51 win at West Virginia. San Francisco Giants manager Bruce Bochy retiring after this season. It'll be his 13th with the Giants. They won the World Series in 2010, 12, and 14. Every other manager with three or more titles is in Cooperstown. From the NHL, the Lightning, 5-1 winners in Columbus, 2 goals, 3 assists for Nikita Kucherov, giving him a league-high 99 points. And finally, PGA will let its golfers show off those legs. They can wear shorts starting this week for practice rounds and pro-ams. Still,
did you pick an old enough song?
Is there a better legs song?
I'm sure. In the past 35 years, you probably could have found one.
It's if you can beat that for a legs song.
I'm
waiting.
Please, continue.
Still need to wear pants for actual events, and those shorts must be, quote, knee-length, tailored, and neat in appearance.
Well, thank you, Big Chess Bogus.
Very nice.
Much appreciated.
Well done.
Big
thank
Chess
you.
Bogus.
Thank you, Andrew. Well done, Big Chess Bogus. Fantastic job.
It's great having
none
you on
you
the show.
None of you mean that.
It's
no,
great
I
having
do.
You on the show.
You avoided
not
the,
even listening
take
anymore.
Take care. Bye-bye. See you later.
You're off.
Take care.
You're off
now.
Prep work in Mirage.
Yeah, go do your prep work, you punk. Okay. Hello. I'm getting crazy, bro. You know,
what?
Please. He gets on my nerves. He just really does.
I got you.
We got to figure this out.
Bilotti's playing every wrestling drop he has.
Dude, we got to figure this out. We're offline. We got to have a conversation about the Big Chess Bogus. Okay?
Why?
Because he's getting on my nerves.
It's fine. Yeah, let's get fine. To the Beckham
right,
story.
Let's go back
here.
To the Beckham.
We spent enough right. time on Big Chess yeah, right. Bogus, all right? Honestly.
You're saying funny, actually. You say it right.
Mitch, I'll never get out of my head.
Anyway, Chris Sims, right?
Yeah.
Former quarterback, star, Texas.
I know him.
Good guy, right? Son of Phil Sims.
He's a good guy.
He does work with Mike Florio on the NBC Sports Network each and every day, right?
Yeah.
And I think he also does some stuff with Bleacher Report. came out, and he's very connected with the Pats. Came out with a story that the Patriots – heavily pursued Odell Beckham Jr. From the Giants this past season, right around the NFL trade deadline, and was very, very close. Thought they had basically a deal in place before the Giants decided to say thanks but no thanks and hold on to Odell Beckham Jr. Now, the crazy thing is, I mean, the Patriots won a Super Bowl. So, I mean, would it have made it easier for them to win a Super Bowl with Odell Beckham Jr., a healthy Beckham? Yeah, there's no question about it. So it would have helped out the cause. Now, for the Giants, I think it probably lends a little bit more credence to the Glazer report where he was asked, or statement that he made, not report, statement, when he was asked, make a bold prediction for this NFL offseason, and he said that the Giants trade Odell Beckham Jr. So lends a little bit more credence to that story, Taz, and that statement from Glazer, because if the Giants thought about trading Odell Beckham Jr. during the course of the season to the New England Patriots after signing him to that $95 million contract, what would lead you to believe that they wouldn't at least think about trading Odell Beckham Jr. this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, if both these guys are right, Glazer and Sims, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, the New York football Giants would, if that happened, they would be the most hated. Fans would just hate the Giants if they made the rich get richer, if they made the Patriots even better. Could you imagine Beckham receiving footballs from Tom Brady on a football field? I would hate the Giants if they did that. That would be just – it would ruin football.
Yeah, I mean, it would ruin football. Well, but would it, anytime, I guess, Bill Belichick and the Patriots come calling for a veteran player, I'd be a little concerned if that was that team. Now, he did pick up Brandon Cooks that lasted a year, and then they ended up trading him to the Los Angeles Rams, right? But this is Beckham, who had just signed that contract extension. You add him up to Foxborough with, obviously, the downturn of play in Gronkowski. We know how brutally and Julian Edelman is. They added Gordon. He unfortunately can't get his life in order away from the football field and is battling addiction. And now you're able to throw Odell Beckham Jr. in there. It does say a lot. As everybody, here's what it also says to me is that this is, yes, it would have ruined football. But what it tells you is, who's the ultimate judge of quality football players? I mean, without a shadow, I mean, ultimately, I know you can get into what he's done in the draft. But understanding what a quality winning player is Belichick.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Belichick, here's the one thing it does do. It even adds more to the lore of Odell Beckham Jr. As people run around and say, Beckham's not a winning player. You can't win with Odell Beckham Jr. He's a headache. He's a me guy. He's this and that. Think about this. The New England Patriots, even with all the drama, the social media stuff, even with all of that, the New England Patriots looked at Odell Beckham Jr. and says, he would make our team better. Let's go get him.
And I think, and you're right.
And that says a lot.
And I think that's I think Tom Brady was part of that conversation.
Probably was.
Just imagine, because, you know, to play in that, here's the thing that'd be a little tough for Beckham. To play in that Patriots system, you got to be just that, a system guy. It's not about you. We've seen it with Gronk. We've seen Gronk lay blocks on guys, down blocks, reach blocks, and picking up linebackers on the next level and not catch a pass for three quarters. Okay? You got to grind. You got to be a player in the system. That could be a little tough for Beckham. But there's obviously something there that Beckham does that Belichick and company feel like he fits our system. Just imagine, Moose, that amazing quick decision-making and release by Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, and how quick Beckham could turn on a dime and cut on a dime and jab step on a dime. The amount of receptions he would have, it would be a nightmare for defenses across the AFC.
Across football. Right. He terrorized the AFC East.
That connection would be...
Oh, it'd be a monster.
Insane.
But Taz...
They're both experienced NFL players, you know.
Yeah,
these are not rookies.
And so, like, you look at the greatest coach of all time, looked at Odell Beckham Jr. and said, all this other stuff is nonsense. He's a great football player.
Yeah, just imagine.
And I want to add him to our team. And tried to get him. The Giants eventually said thanks, but no thanks, and kept Beckham on their team.
Thank God.
But Taz, that says to me... A lot. That's an old notch in the belt for Odell Beckham Jr.
Big time. It's endorsement, man.
No question.
To your point, it's the endorsement of the greatest coach of all time.
Exactly right.
That endorsement's phenomenal. I wish someone would endorse me. Man. You, Moose. Maybe you could endorse me here. Yes. I endorse you.
I endorse. Do you?
Well, sometimes. A little bit.
Nope.
There's a little endorsement.
Is there a little endorsement?
We need to endorse each other better. I put this on Mike. It's Mikey B's fault. Okay, that's what I feel Mike should be endorsing us. That's right, Mike.
All right, let's do it. What are you doing at 9?
I'll be on the thing. Everyone likes endorsement. Then you get the endorsement from Bill Belichick. If you're a football
quickly
player.
Transition away.
Dude, well, because I don't want to. I'm just saying.
I'll meet you at your car. Which spot are you in?
Well,
again?
My car might have sheet metal on it.
No,
you can
follow
my car. There's a crane on top of it.
Then you can file a nice lawsuit.
Well, yeah, I know.
Let's get some coffee, Taz.
Right.
I might have plenty of time as they're picking up scraps
of my
truck.
Well, I think your point does ring true. We have to be the biggest fan of us.
We do. Because there's not a lot of help. So if you haven't noticed.
Taz.
Okay. Hello. We got to help each other here, son.
Yes.
If you haven't realized, you know.
855-212-4227.
We're kind of crying the blues here, me and you.
No. Let's be a positive. Positive Tuesday.
Positive.
Right?
Yes.
Positive Tuesday. Yes.
Instead of a sad Tuesday. We don't want to have a sad Tuesday.
No.
You and I are positive, bro.
We just got the transition music
going. It's okay, bro. It's okay.
It's terrible music. I can't go to break on this music.
All right.
I can't go to break on
this
music.
Here's your music.
Honestly, I can't go to break on that music.
I don't blame you.
That's depressing. Dude, it's like I just like dog just died
with
that music. That's like the penultimate scene in a movie. You walk in.
Fluffy just got hit by a bus.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. brought me back to the days of Fifi and Naya at the vet. Paul Fifi, not Naya. I wasn't there.
My wow, get heat with Naya.
Naya, our pit bull.
Oh,
fortunately. Sad. Undercard.
Sorry.
Let's be positive. Stories we missed from today's rundown. Yeah. We'll get into those next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On a Tuesday morning, it's Taz and the Moose with you. Let's get to it. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
Here we go, baby.
All right, well, the Star-Telegram put out a poll. We know there's a new XFL team in Dallas. And the poll for the name. And your winner for Dallas, for the XFL. Again, this is just a poll for fans, not the official team. The Dallas Y'all. You like the team name?
That's XFL, Vince McMahon Jones. The Dallas Y'all, no. That's not, you said, this is just part of the poll?
Yeah, the Star-Telegram put out a poll. And
what's
Dallas,
the options? You're not prepared.
No, I am prepared. The computer just froze on me. So give me
excuses. Everybody has excuses.
But Dallas Y'all.
But Dallas Y'all, you don't like that, do you?
No. For a team name? No.
Nah, Vince won't go with that. Vince will go with that. Dallas, you know, maybe you
is
go.
Is he doing this with every home thing that he's allowing the fans to decide the team name? No,
well, this is who he'll act like he does, and then he'll just decide. That's the gimmick.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So it's like, yeah.
But it would imagine it would be one of these, what were there, four choices?
So the eight choices that the Star-Telegram put out were the Bandits, the Rattlers, the Sprawl, the Assassins, the Gunslingers, easy for me to say, Wranglers, Armadillos, Y'all, Giddy-Ups, Desperado, and Other.
Wow, the man. Dallas Desperados.
That's a good name, but a lot of these names are very trite, very stereotypical of the great state of Texas.
Well, yeah.
Gunslinger type S type stuff.
I like Desperados.
Called trite.
The Dallas Desperados.
I do think that's a great name.
That's a great name. Desperado. I would go with Desperados.
Terry Funk, be the head coach.
That would be a great, the Dallas Desperados. That would be my choice.
Yeah, I think so. I'm with you on that. I like the Dallas.
It'll be the Rattlers.
The Rattlers. There is a Rattler team right there. Isn't that the Arena Football?
I believe there is.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I thought it was Arizona Rattlers.
Okay, listen. You don't need to get into your perspective.
Arizona Rattlers. Okay, calm down.
Nope. Okay, right. I don't need you to look it up. I have a research team that's been working great for me. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Board Op Jones. Hot shot. Hot take, man. Okay, go ahead. Next.
If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Call me.
That's the big
guarantee me money. Call me.
Just call me.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who ran a 4.75 in the combine in 2018. Well, he signed a fan's autograph, and it was interesting. He wrote, "Hey, Ramsey," talking about Jalen Ramsey,
yeah.
"Am I still trash? Hashtag Bills Mafia."
Well, if I remember
holding a grudge.
I could have sworn that the Bills won that game. That's, I think, why Mr. Josh is the young man. Josh is doing this. But anyway, regardless, Jalen Ramsey had some kind of response.
Jeez, they were terrible.
Basically said yes. I mean, yeah, you know, but yeah, I mean, Josh Allen shouldn't have done this. Just leave it alone, Josh.
He's
a feisty guy. He is. He's a little feisty.
Ramsey coming off a year in which he was talking smack. He didn't play particularly well. The defense was atrocious. So if you're going to give it, you got to take it. No.
Yeah. No. I agree.
The guy who gets that autograph is going to be like, I want to personalize something different, not a throw out to Jalen Ramsey
on like my Josh Allen jersey.
Right.
You know, like,
like, can't you say hashtag Bills Mafia? Love
he
you,
put
bro.
That on. He did put hashtag Bills Mafia.
I know he did. Yeah. I know.
But he
I'm
did
saying,
put the Jalen well, Ramsey
right.
thing. Yeah.
You're looking at up the jersey in 15 years, and you're like, why did he give a shout out to Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, like, hey, remember,
what's the story there?
Remember Jalen Ramsey?
Right.
Barbara. Remember Jalen Ramsey? He's not in Jersey now.
Remember he did that piece at GQ in which he ripped all the other players in the NFL? Anyway. Yeah, well, good for Josh Allen.
Yeah, good for him.
The long memory. Sensitive. Yeah.
Just make some completions, kid.
That's
right. Don't worry about being snarky on the internets, okay? Right. Just get completions.
Either
so
you're
Uncle
accurate
Pat's
or you're
happy.
Not, right?
Right. Yes. Stop running and taking
accurate.
Hits all the time. You're too big.
All right.
Running around like it's Cam Newton. Calm down. Okay. Get into my Bills. I should do a Bills podcast. I don't have enough going on.
No. Next, I'm sure that'll be top notch.
No.
Okay.
No.
Next.
I got five kids.
Got five kids.
There's a new Aladdin movie coming out.
Oh, God.
And there was a trailer for it last week. And the genie is Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith. He's been
still on TV?
And in movies.
This is a movie.
Do you like Will Smith as the genie in Aladdin?
I don't like Will Smith.
Will Smith can play a lot of different things. I'm fine with Aladdin the cartoon. I don't need the live action Aladdin.
I'm sick of Will Smith. How about that?
No, Will. I'm
sick of him.
I think Will Smith does a nice. But the point being is, I don't need a. Aren't they doing a live action Lion King? Or did they do that already?
I don't know.
Because I thought Beyonce had a role in it. I was fine with the regular Lion King.
I don't need
a live action Lion King. Just like when NBC was on that run. Remember they did the live action Peter Pan? Like, I don't need to see the live action Peter Pan.
Horrible.
It was awful. I don't need to see it.
Why do you need to redo it? Why do you know
once
that?
Once it's a master,
know that?
Because it bombed so badly. It grabbed so many headlines. It was so bad.
I have no clue.
It was so bad.
No clue.
But not just that. I mean, like, but there's been other things. There was another one before that. What was the one they did before Peter Pan that was even worse?
Tom and Jerry?
No, they did another one. Oh, what was it? It was so awful. Oh, I can't think of it. NBC was on this run of doing like live action stuff and it was terrible.
Was that the one with the who's the?
Are they doing live action Lion King?
It looks like it's going to be CGI.
Oh, CGI Jones. Are they doing that stuff on Long Island, right? Bethpage? Is that that's the Peter Pan at the studios where it used to be Grumman? Pete?
I think you're right.
Yeah, and Hicksville. I mean, yeah, that's what they're doing now. Yeah. Hicksville, New York. That is, folks.
They did it. Yeah. It was.
Yeah. There's a. I can't remember the news anchor.
Wiz was another one they did.
The Wiz. He's on down the road.
Yeah, but the Wiz.
Wow, showed by
Wait, hold on a second. Diana Ross and Michael Jackson is legendary. You don't need to redo the Wiz.
That in years,
but you don't need to redo the Wiz.
I was in high school. Come on in. He's on down
yes,
the road.
You don't need to redo the Wiz.
He's on. Wow,
that would be like someone coming out. Where here comes Animal House?
No,
or Caddyshack. Caddyshack was on last night. I was watching. It was great.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't need the whole soundtrack.
Yes, we do. Hold on. He's on down the road. Come on. He's on down the road. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on. He's on down the road. Oh, yes.
Boy.
Yeah.
Let Diana sing it.
I know she's better than me.
Let Diana sing it, please.
Much better than me.
No, I know the legendary song. But I would, I don't need to see. Is it going to be CGI or is it just like a regular movie?
I think it's somewhere in between where you're going to have both and it's going to be a mix of the two.
I'm sure Will Smith will do a great job.
Running around without legs.
Mike's like, I don't know, they're going to do something like that. Mike, they really don't care.
All right, next.
Are you interested in the Combine will be on ABC coming up in a week.
Really?
Are you interested in watching?
Yes.
Wait, hold on a second. The Combine's going to be on ABC?
Yeah, the Scouting Combine. We'll get to see some of the young players like, I don't know, Kyler Murray.
Oh.
Any interest in watching, Taz, just for you?
Yes, I will be watching.
Taz, it's on ABC.
I know, I heard.
Taz, it's on ABC.
A lot of wise guys over here.
Taz, it's on ABC.
I know. Now you're acting like a little kid.
No, I'm not.
Listen, my truck, my
so funny.
My car's crushed by steel.
No, you're like, what's so funny?
I was like, well.
What's so funny?
It's been on the rundown 2 days.
What's so funny?
Do you see the comedy? Do you see the comedy in that?
What's so funny?
Fifth line down. You didn't read it. It's just five little words. Combine on ABC.
Black and white on a paper.
Right.
For 3 days. Anyway, we out. Enjoy your Tuesday.
You
peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.